Now may we look at the Lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ as it is written in Acts chapter 10 and verse 36. He is Lord of all. We surely need a clear understanding of who the Lord Jesus Christ really is, and where he is, and what he is doing in this present time. That is, the position he now occupies, and the ministry he now fulfills. God also hath highly exalted him. Philippians 2 verse 9. When the world last saw him, he was hanging on a cross of shame, a cross of man's making. To naturalize his mission to men seemed to have failed. He was taken down from the cruel cross and buried. That seemed the end, but far from it. God raised him from the dead, highly exalted him, and gave him a name which is above every name. As Peter said in the house of Cornelius, he is Lord of all. First of all, we see the demonstration of his lordship. We never understand the value of our Lord's present ministry in heaven until we see this, that he is Lord of all. He is supreme. He is the only one in all the universe who matters to God. He was Lord in eternity past. Before his glorious countenance, angels veiled their faces and flew to do his bidding. Abraham rejoiced to see his day over all evil powers. Isaiah saw his glory and worshipped prostrate at his feet. Prophets poured out their hearts, and the psalmist sang his glories. And in his life here on earth, he was Lord of disease, demons, and death. Now, his lordship was demonstrated chiefly in his resurrection. God has made him both Lord and Christ. He was already Lord in his divine nature, and was now made Lord in his human nature by his rising from the dead. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Psalm 8 and verse 6. We see Jesus crowned with glory and honor. Hebrews 2 and verse 9. His lordship was also demonstrated by his ascension. He passed through the visible heavens unchallenged by Satan, who was already a defeated foe. And the Lord ascended, we read, far above all. As he entered heaven, he was given a conqueror's welcome of honor, as we see in Psalm 24. None dare challenge him in his ascension, for he was the Lord of all, the Lord of glory. So there was in his life here on earth, and in his resurrection, and in his ascension, a clear demonstration of his lordship. Now we look for a moment at the glory of his lordship. This was the glory of his enthronement. That is, he is set down on the right hand of the majesty in the heaven. Hebrews 8 and 1. He was made a co-occupant with the Father on the throne of heaven, being acclaimed Lord of all by the Father before all heavenly beings, and given all authority in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28 verse 18. We see him in Revelation chapter 5, in the midst of the throne, with all heavenly beings prostrate before him in profound adoration and exultant praise, crying, "Worthy is the Lamb." Think again of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. Crowned with glory and honor, here on earth, facing the cross, our Lord breathed out of the prayer, "Father, I have glorified thee on the earth, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." John 17, verses 4 and 5. The glory which was never abandoned, but was only laid aside, as it were, was now taken up by him as the Son of Man. God raised him from the dead and gave him glory. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 22. In the third place, let us think for a moment of the reappearing of his lordship. This will be seen in his return to earth. The creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Romans 8 and verse 21. In this present age, the whole creation is subject to vanity. It is in the pangs of pain with the spoliation of weeds and thorns and thistles. There is pestilence. There are violent disruptions of earth's surface, and in the whole animal creation with base and carnivorous instinct. But our Lord is to reappear as the Lord of creation, to put an end to the travail that is in the earth. In that regeneration of all the material universe, there will be included also the resurrection of our dead natural bodies, that they may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3 and verse 21. His lordship will also be fully manifest in his final victory. Think of Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 14, in his appearing on the white horse as faithful and true. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is to come as Lord of all, with all authority in heaven and in earth. He is to come to make war with the godless nation in their final expression of rebellion. This is their cup of iniquity made full, the zenith of man's infamy. The Lord is to loose the seals of God's terrible judgment and wind up the government of all Gentile nations. He is to come as the mighty despot from on high, the mighty God, and he shall reign forever and forever. Now shall we hear the words of Thomas Kelly. Jesus, thy head once crowned with thorns, is crowned with glory now. Heaven's royal diadem adorns the mighty victor's brow. Thou glorious light of courts above, joy of the saints below, to us still manifest thy love, that we its depths may know. To us thy cross with all its shame, with all its grace be given. Though earth disowns thy lowly name, God honors it in heaven. Who suffer with thee, Lord, below, shall reign with thee above. Then let it be our joy to know this way of peace and love. To us thy cross is life and health, 'twas shame and death to thee. Our present glory, joy and wealth, our everlasting stay. Thomas Kelly. Amen and amen.